This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for April 19th, 2023. The newest Disney 100 Decades 1940s collection featuring Pinocchio, Fantasia, and more is now available at Big Top Souvenirs at Magic Kingdom. We first spotted this on Monday. They're also at Disneyland. This Loungefly mini backpack features Pinocchio with two little donkey ears sticking out from either side of his head. Pinocchio is dressed in his signature outfit, which includes red overalls, a yellow shirt, and a light blue bow. He's also wearing his yellow pointed fedora. Very snazzy, I must say. A little light blue stripe across, of course, and a red feather that sticks out of it. The suspenders on his overalls have two little yellow buttons on either side. You can also see the Disney Loungefly logo placard on the bottom right corner of the bag. The side of the leg features that red side pocket with the same design from his shorts. On the back of the bag, you can see two fuzzy donkey ears sticking out from either side of the backpack. The donkey ears can be pivoted also. And of course, there's that little donkey tail. You can also see a platinum-colored Disney 100 Decades patch sewn into the top center of the bag. The straps and loop on top of the bag are a plain brown color. On the bottom right side of the bag, well, there you see our old pal Jiminy Cricket. The backpack sells for $88. There's also a Scrooge McDuck hinged pin for $34.99. Features a bas-relief sculpted money bin cover with a gold tone finish. When you open that pin, you'll see two enameled character portraits showing the evolution of Scrooge McDuck. And then there's the five baby Pegasuses from Peter Pegasus Family Plush Set. They are from the 1940s animated classic Fantasia. They appear in Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony segment of the movie. The set sells for $64.99. Over at Epcot, there's a new popcorn bucket shaped like the Disney Skyliner gondola and features the Guardians of the Galaxy characters. We picked up the popcorn bucket from the stand near Creation Shop. The bucket is dark blue with a flip top on the lid there. Groot and Rocket are pictured on one side. It's made to look like they're looking down at something or maybe pointing at someone doing something inappropriate on another Skyliner. I really don't know. Cosmo the Space Dog and Yondu are on the opposite side. Yondu appears to be whistling as his little arrow flies around them. Star-Lord and Gamora are on one of the smaller sides. Any other small side is just a set of fake doors. The lanyard is blue with orange stripes and a Guardians of the Galaxy logo, along with the Disney Skyliner logo. It retails for $19.99. Our long national nightmare may be finally coming to an end as the large ring from the Harmonious Barge, which came to be known as a Stargate, has been removed from the World Showcase Lagoon at Epcot. The ring was the centerpiece of Harmonious, the now defunct nighttime spectacular that debuted at Epcot back for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. Arms that rose around the Stargate are still there, or at least they were as of yesterday, but they should be soon be taken away and take their place backstage along with the other pieces that have already been removed. Three more gigantic taco-shaped barges still remain in the World Showcase Lagoon and are in the process of being prepared for removal. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacation. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guest Vacations and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. Head over to beourguestvacations.com/WWNT, and their team will help design your next magical vacation from Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, and more. The best part is that their concierge services are 100% free. A rare meet and greet opportunity featuring Turk and Jane from Tarzan has popped up over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Turk is Tarzan's best friend, and Jane is an ethnologist who travels to Africa to study gorillas in the movie. During the expedition, she meets Tarzan and Turk, and, well, the rest is history. A lot of commenters were puzzled by the color of Jane's hair. I don't know. I guess just go with it. Many unique characters have been making appearances throughout Disney's Animal Kingdom as these Earth Day festivities and the park's 25th anniversary begin. Tinkerbell, Fawn, King Louie, and Baloo were out on Monday. According to cast members, the characters will change all week long as part of the celebration. Well, on Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced a variety of potential changes coming down the pipeline for Walt Disney World through legal changes via the newly established Central Florida Tourism Oversight Board. DeSantis claimed the 11th hour agreement created by the Reedy Creek Improvement District was full of, quote, a plethora of legal infirmities that render them void. The Florida Senate has now filed legislation to this effect. The legislation is an amendment to CSSB 1604, Land Use and Development Regulations. It attempts to void Disney and Reedy Creek Improvement District previous agreement. It reads, in part, an independent special district is precluded from complying with the terms of any development agreement and any other agreement for which the development agreement serves in whole or part as consideration executed within 3 months preceding the effective date of a law modifying the manner of selecting members of the governing body of the independent special district from election to appointment or from appointment to election. DeSantis stated his intention at yesterday's press conference to examine lands included within the Reedy Creek District for public use, including the possibility of state parks, additional theme parks, and a state penitentiary. DeSantis and those that join him also made multiple demands of Disney to pay, quote, their fair share of taxes. Disney later did remind media outlets that they have, in fact, paid more than $1 billion in state and local taxes, making the company the largest single taxpayer in Central Florida. DeSantis claimed that Walt Disney World Resort is no longer, quote, above the law and would be subject to state inspections of the monorail and the attractions within the park. The Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, Wilton Simpson, stated, this legislation will allow my department to conduct inspections when someone is seriously injured on an amusement ride. Thankfully, it doesn't happen often in Florida, but when it does, we now have the right to inspect and decide when it can safely reopen. While he mentioned all major theme parks during the discussion, they did not clarify if the measure would extend to other theme parks like Universal Orlando Resort or SeaWorld Orlando, which are currently exempt from such inspections. And while Disney did not immediately respond publicly, they did issue an email to media partners, quietly fact-checking the comments made at the DeSantis press conference. Governor DeSantis and those that joined him made multiple demands, of course, as we said, to pay their share, fair share of taxes. And Disney pointed out they pay, you know, over $1 billion in taxes every year and making them the largest single taxpayer in Central Florida. Representatives of Walt Disney World were also quick to remind the media contacts that Disney is the largest single-site employer throughout the entire United States, employing more than 75,000 cast members. More than 200 ancillary businesses also operate throughout Walt Disney World Resort, with a combined total of an additional 16,000 employees. The company also called attention to the hundreds of millions of dollars that they've contributed to community groups and nonprofits throughout the state of Florida, and the 233,000 volunteer hours logged by cast members just in 2022 alone throughout Central Florida. Governor DeSantis also made a claim that Disney appraises its own property to determine its value. The governor then suggested that most people facing that scenario would significantly undervalue the property to improve their tax situation and indicated that his Central Florida Tourism Oversight Board would be looking into this. This was actually incorrect. Representatives from the Walt Disney Company have also indirectly responded to this claim, making it clear that Disney does not assess their own property. The company elaborated, stating that all property in the district, including all Disney property, is assessed annually by the Orange County Tax Assessor or the Osceola County Tax Assessor as applicable. The Orange County Tax Assessor assesses all property in Orange County, including Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal. Disney reps explained in their email that, in other words, the same government official that assesses Universal and SeaWorld also assesses Walt Disney World. We have actually reported on this extensively in the past, including stories that Disney was filing lawsuits as recently as last summer against Orange County, Orange County's property appraiser. They actually won a lawsuit against Orange County and Orange County's subsequent appeal back in 2020 over the valuation of the Yacht and Beach Club. And even in today's meeting of the new board, they recognized that Disney had over 90 lawsuits regarding assessments of their property. During today's meeting of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight Board, some of that was touched on, and as expected, the board voted unanimously to fire the previous planning board and replace them with, well, with themselves. Did you know there is a way you can save big at Disney Deluxe Resorts? DVC Rental Store is a great way for you to plan a luxury Disney vacation on a modest budget. You don't need to sign up for a full DVC contract, but instead, they will allow you to rent the points you need for a magical stay. It really is the best way to stay deluxe at a fraction of the cost. And now, thanks to their lowest price guarantee offer, you will always have the best price on the market. The rooms are discounted up to 65%, and they have the largest member inventory for points. So, lots to choose from. DVC Rental Store is the number one DVC rental company in the U.S., and one we have used many times over. Head on over to our description to check them out. When Walt Disney World annual passes go on sale tomorrow, they will be available no earlier than 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Walt Disney World annual pass sales will resume for all four tiers tomorrow. That's tomorrow, April 20th, for the first time in a year and a half. Disney Vacation Club members were already able to purchase the Sorcerer Pass a week early. Existing annual pass holders will also be able to renew their passes outside of their normal renewal window. Keep in mind that only a limited number of passes will be available during the opening of annual pass sales. Three out of four of the Walt Disney World annual passes have not been available for purchase since back in November of 2021. Walt Disney World annual pass holders have been able to renew their passes, and the lowest tier of annual passes, that Pixie Dust Pass, has been available. But tomorrow, well, that's your chance. Best of luck to you. And speaking of annual passes, starting yesterday, Walt Disney World annual pass holders can visit theme parks after 2 p.m. on most days without a park pass reservation. The park does not include Magic Kingdom on Saturdays and Sundays, when a reservation will still be required. The original announcement reads, Walt Disney World annual pass holders will be able to visit the theme parks after 2 p.m. without needing a park reservation, except on Saturdays and Sundays at Magic Kingdom Park. Pass blockout dates will continue to apply like they do today, while the theme park reservation system remains important to manage attendance in our parks, especially on busier days. We realize our pass holders enjoy more spontaneous visits, and the change will make that possible. Walt Disney Imagineering has once again partnered with renowned Disney artist Eric Robeson for a new painting to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Tokyo Disney Resort. On their official Instagram page, Walt Disney Imagineering gave a first look at the original hand-painted work. This one-of-a-kind artwork is meant to capture all the magic that has been created over the last 40 years. The painting draws heavy inspiration from iconic concept art created by legendary Imagineer Herb Ryman during the conception of Tokyo Disneyland back in the 1970s and 80s. Robeson was discovered by Walt Disney Imagineering president Marty Sklar, who liked the artist's unique portrayal of Disney characters and helped to launch his art career with a position among the highly esteemed Walt Disney Imagineers. As a concept designer, he worked on projects associated with Disneyland Paris, Tokyo Disney Resort, Walt Disney World Resort, and the Disneyland Resort in California. Among his repertoire, Robeson has become a renowned and best-selling artist with original Disney art, including the 30th anniversary of the Haunted Mansion, Disney Decades for Disneyland's 50th anniversary, the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Matterhorn painting, and the original Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. The theme of this year's Run Disney virtual series is Disney 100, featuring Mickey through the years, and Run Disney has revealed the four Mickey-inspired medals that will be available. The Run Disney virtual series includes three 5Ks, each with their own medal featuring a different Mickey. The fourth medal is for runners who complete all three 5Ks in the challenge. Kicking off the Run Disney virtual series is a throwback tribute to Mickey Mouse's debut. That was in 1928, Whistle Your Way Through 3.1 Miles during the Steamboat Willie 5K. You can conjure up some magic during your virtual miles. The Sorcerer's Apprentice 5K then pays homage to Mickey Mouse's most magical role in the Disney animated classic Fantasia. And hang on to your sneakers as you zip away on a zany virtual race adventure. The Runaway Railway 5K is inspired by the existing attraction, starring both Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse at Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort. And go the extra mile this summer. Take on the Disney 100 Challenge by completing all three 5K events. Challenge participants can look forward to earning this extra special finisher medal featuring the mice that started it all, Mickey and Minnie. This year's medal comes with some hidden magic. Pop off the front part of the metal to reveal a magnet you can use to showcase your achievement on your fridge, office whiteboard, or location of your choice, and still have a keepsake medal for your wall. Registration for the 2023 Run Disney Virtual Series opens April 25th. Head to RunDisney.com for more event details. For the absolute latest on these stories and those that did not make it onto today's show, be sure to check out WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all the week's members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review, so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT TV.